tell us a little bit about the Marquette County Community Foundation.
Well, it just the name change just reflects what we actually are, which is we represent five different funds or five different areas. We actually have a Nagani Fund, and we have an Ishmink Fund, and we have a Gwynn Fund. And the newest one is the Big Bay Fund, mm-hmm. along with a Marquette Fund. So the name just kind of helps us present ourselves in a more correct manner. Our board is also countywide, West End. I'm from Big Bay. We have board members from Republic. So we're from around the county. This isn't mm-hmm. just Marquette. So the name change reflects the actually what we are.
Carol, Bob mentions these various communities in terms of the fund. What is the fund and how is that used?
Well, the funds are really important, especially to our philanthropists in terms of what they're interested in funding and where they want their dollars allocated. The beautiful piece of the Community Foundation is that as a donor, you can choose to designate your dollars to Big Bay or Nagani or Ishbring or Marquette or Gwynn or any of the areas in between those. Or you can choose to support an organization or a specific topic area that you're interested in, like healthcare or the environment mm-hmm. or youth services. So what it does is it helps our donors to really designate where they want their money to go.
Now, you mentioned that you have all of the various communities here in the county added in. You're generating funds by having folks make contributions to the overall foundation. And times are hard right now, but you've actually had some good news that way.
Well, we actually had a very good, and people were very generous. It is for this past contribution season, if you want to think of it that way, we actually had a better year this year than we had in 07. And 07, if you recall, the economy was running like mad, and everybody was feeling pretty good about themselves. Mm-hmm. To get through 08 in this obviously down times with all the negative press out there, we actually had a very good contribution season. People were very generous.
I'm curious from the standpoint of if there's a group, an agency, a family, somebody listening that would want to make a contribution to the foundation, what is the process? Do they look, call Carol and say, hey, I've got a couple bucks I'd like to get, basically?
They can call the Community Foundation office at 226-7666. Or they can also speak to any one of our board members or affiliate fund members in their local communities. And we'll work with them individually to identify the best ways financially for them to give to whatever topic area they'd like to give to. The nice thing about the Community Foundation is that there's many vehicles we can use to maximize a particular donor's tax breaks. Mm-hmm. We have a particular saying that in the Community Foundation world, there are loopholes to both death and taxes. So the death part is that you are able to leave a legacy sure. that will last forever. And it's kind of a gift down to your heirs in the future so mm-hmm. that they can honor the things that you found valuable in this community. And the loopholes on the taxes part is that there's many tax breaks through giving to a community foundation. And all of those are very individualized. So we like to have that very personal relationship with our donors so that we can maximize both of them.
Why would you say it's important to give to the foundation so the foundation can give on?
Well, the really important point is that giving to the foundation will help stabilize our nonprofit and public sector environments for the future so that issues, when we come to our next economic crisis perhaps, our community will be more prepared to help those who are really suffering because of layoffs and the economic downturn. We can also think about it in terms of environmental disasters. If we have the funds available to help those in need for whatever need comes our way in our own community, the Community Foundation is there to serve and there to hold that bank account for those disasters.
On a more positive note, not talking about disasters, I mean, we do a lot of other things too.
I was going to ask you, what are these things? You know, I mean, we hear about the foundation helping and supporting certain things. What do you do?
Well, if you think about some of the grants that we have done, Nokaymanon Trail Network, we have been longtime supporters of that. And with Anoki coming up here in the not too distant future, if you're skiing down the trail, somebody gave money to put that together. And part of that money that put that together was the Community Foundation. In the paper right now is the skating park where they're trying to find some place to put it. Well, our youth committee was, if you look and go back and read those things, our youth committee was the first donor to that. The first $10,000 that was committed to that came out of the Community Foundation. Nagani, thinking about that one, the Heritage Trail that's in the we're a contributor to that. So, I mean, if you look at it's not just doing disasters. It's also doing positive things for your community, making a place a better place to live, to hang around. You know,
like I asked Carol, I said, why should someone consider, you know, maybe leaving an endowment or a gift or making a gift to the foundation?
Well, if you live here and you like living here, like I do, and you know, you do, and you guys do. Mark, yeah, I do too. Mark's sitting over there harassing me as usual. But if you like living here and you realize that they've made your life a better place and it's better to hang around here, why not leave that here if you can as you go on, or contribute to it as you're living here and make it better. We could wander around. If you wander around Marquette and Nagani and Ishpeming and Gwynn, there's all sorts of projects that the Community Foundation has done by moving money from people who were interested in that to support those areas.
Well, just to wrap up, Carol, again, if someone wants to find out more, phone numbers, websites, what are the way to do that?
The best way to contact us is to call the office at 226-7666, and we'll be happy to talk with them through their options in terms of giving.